The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Time for some useless Hollywood news.
Hooray for Hollywood, that phony super coney Hollywood.
I came here to be a movie star.
It's about fame and what Hollywood does to people.
All right, everyone, roll camera.
A European women's abuse group founded by former Miss Italy Valeria Altobelli voiced its support and compassion for actor Johnny Depp amidst his defamation trial against ex-wife actress Amber Heard. That's right. Even the Italian women are on Johnny Depp's side. That speaks volumes.
I'm not on
right
either
there,
one of their sides. This whole thing is just reeks of bleh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't tell who's telling the truth in this, and it's behind closed doors with two grown adults. I was going to say something else, but I won't. And it's just like you two, we're getting to hear every detail about everything that went on in your bedroom and everything else, and I don't want to know. But yeah, it is interesting that these European women are coming Mr. Johnny Depp is so good looking.
Johnny Depp, he's fabulous. We love him. Hey, you know, here's the thing. It doesn't have to be 100% one thing or the other. It doesn't have to be all black or all white. We heard from Ellen Barkin last week. She at one point dated Johnny Depp. There's like 11 years difference between the two. She's older than he is.
Yeah, that was quite apparent.
But she said, you know, he was very controlling. He was very, where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? When are you going to come back? And at one point threw a wine bottle at the wall that came close to her, but he was not aiming at her. She herself said, you know, he was throwing at the wall and... But that's as violent as he ever got. Never hit her, never shook her, never grabbed her, never bruised her, never did anything of that nature. You know, guys who abuse women, they abuse women. It's not a maybe sort of thing, or mm-hmm. only abuse some
sometimes,
women.
Sometimes, yeah.
If you're abusive, you're abusive. Right. End of story. So he could be controlling, he could be manipulative, but not necessarily physically abusive.
Well, throwing the wine bottle isn't a good idea either. It's like, come on, Johnny, really, is that necessary?
None of this is okay. No. The whole, where are you going, what are you doing?
No, none
She's
of
a
that.
Grown-ass woman.
Right.
She can do whatever she wants. Okay?
But you do
Get
take
it
to the next level. Well,
yeah.
You know.
But the problem is, you know, you've got this situation where I believe him. Well, I believe her.
Well,
they both could be telling some portion of the truth is the thing. And that's where the murkiness occurs and why there has to be a judge involved. Bill Burr says he is not in the mood to apologize to someone upset about a joke, especially at a show they didn't attend. Bill Burr is a great tell-it-like-he-sees-it comic.
Yeah.
He is fairly libertarian, somewhat conservative. He's straightforward, believes in free speech, very much so.
So you get to have your feelings certain. You weren't even there, and you didn't even hear it.
No, exactly.
You're in second or third hand.
Oh, and you do. You get that all the time. In fact, I've had it on radio where someone, you know, calls up and complains because of something that someone told them that I said. And I'm like, well,
did you hear it?
You didn't even get the quote right. No. I mean, you're way off. Whoever that person was, they got it wrong.
Can you
okay?
believe what that Richard Dixon said on Dixon and Vining?
But look, here's the thing. Comedy in and of itself is offensive. I mean, the goal is to make people laugh, and that is going to involve picking on people, and it generally involves picking on certain characteristics of people, and that's how comedy works. If you're not prepared for that, then
you don't like that kind of comedy.
Don't go to a mm-hmm. comedy show,
yeah.
okay? Don't go to a comedy show, and when other people go, oh, Bill Burr said this, just move on with your life. You didn't go, you weren't there, it doesn't matter. Let it go.
Yeah, you weren't invited to the party, so why are you worried about it?
Yeah, shutting down. You know, comedians are truth tellers. That's mm-hmm. really what it's all about. They are truth tellers. And there is a certain faction that wants to shut down the truth tellers in this world. They don't like it because they don't want the truth getting out.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.